Hey everybody, it's Nikki over here. Today I'm going to be talking about company culture. And if you are interested to hear more, please get in touch with me on +27 82 820 1712, or you can look me up on social media. The best place to find me is on LinkedIn, and you can do so at Nikki Stewart. But now let's talk about your company culture for about the next 10 minutes and why you've got 2 weeks to get this right. Companies and their cultures generally fall into three categories. They're the ones who spend a fortune on creating and maintaining it, the ones who have all the right documents and words, but somehow it just doesn't quite happen. And finally, those where the culture just kind of sort of happened and no one is quite sure why, where it came from, and nor can they articulate it. Regardless of which category you fall into, right now your company culture in all likelihood is gone. Never before and probably never again will your team members be so split up over such a long period of time. How you as a leader or manager behave over the next few weeks will determine your culture going forward. Maintaining a company culture in a distributed team is difficult when it's planned, intentional, and all the right mechanisms are in place. Who had time to set this up? Unless you were already working with a distributed team before we went into lockdown. Who even knew how to do this? In all likelihood, no one. There are guidelines, rules if you will, for maintaining culture in a distributed team. But right now, you aren't working with a normal distributed team. Right now, you're working with a team under stress. Regardless of what your company culture is or was, now it needs to be one of kindness and empathy. How managers and leaders behave and treat their team over the rest of lockdown will determine the culture people bring back with them when they return to work. Your team are working in extreme situations. They might be sharing very small workspaces with other people. They might have children they are not only taking care of, but trying to educate as well. They might have elderly parents to look after. And no one has any external help at the moment, not even a schooling system. How each unique situation gets understood at the moment will determine how each individual team member feels post-lockdown. Relationships could get soured or strengthened, and it's up to you. If you mess it up, you will have a bunch of resignations post-lockdown if your team are unhappy? Probably not. The state of the economy will be a reality check for anyone who's thinking of leaving a job. But what you will have is a group of disgruntled and disengaged people on your hands. And while your company is trying to recover, that's the last thing you need. Yes, we are all under pressure. And I'm not for one moment saying that as a leader, you have things easy. You are trying to keep a company or department alive and financially viable. You're trying to communicate with clients who are feeling uncertain and reassure them. You're also in a state of flux, but you're the leader and you need to think about your team and the messages you're putting out there. And even if you've messed this up so far, it's okay because there is time to fix it. I need you to think about the following things. Have you taken the time to check in with people individually just to see how they're doing? Are you doing this regularly? And no, this is not an HR function. You need to do this yourself. A quick text message might mean the world to somebody who's feeling lonely. Have you taken the time to understand the outcomes required from each individual? Are you focusing on an outcomes-based performance or on a time-based performance? And this is really a tough one because the only way people can check all the time-based performance boxes successfully right now is probably through video conferencing or conference calls. Are these all really necessary? Or are people just trying to prove they are working by tying everyone up in calls all day? This mindset will be driven from the top. And at this point, you might need to sit down and re-examine your own beliefs. When is the best time for people to make these conference calls? Have you asked? Is there a potential compromise? Which team members are in a better position to make a compromise? A single mom might need some flexibility around her working hours, whereas a couple with no kids who each have their own home office might be able to negotiate around what time calls are made. When a leader shows up and makes this compromise, other people will follow. A lot of people are feeling very pressured and having high levels of anxiety by the make your lockdown time productive movement. Are you making people feel better? Or are you the one sharing that Thomas Edison invented the light bulb during the bubonic plague lockdown? What are you going to achieve? Memes. And by making people feel that if they don't end lockdown speaking German, having read War and Peace, and with a new degree, well, they're just underachievers. You could be connected to your team members on social media. What messages are you subtly or unintentionally putting out there? Are you sharing daily motivational messages? I know this might sound a little bit cheesy, but it might really help someone who's feeling down. Have you tried reaching out and just saying thank you? And just letting them know that their support during this time is appreciated. Never underestimate how far appreciation goes. If you focus on creating a culture of kindness and empathy, this is what people will carry with them. It's what you do right now that counts. Think about it and make it intentional. Because it no longer matters that you threw your team an awesome Christmas party, paid bonuses, and everyone got flowers on their birthday. What matters is how you respond and how you behave now. Make that count, not whether or not people learn to speak German. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you all stay safe, take care, and remember to get in touch if you need anything more. You can reach me on social media, on LinkedIn at Nikki Stewart, or you're welcome to phone me on +27 82 820 1712. Stay safe, everybody. Bye-bye.